spontaneous outpouring of joy greeted Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem the Sunday before Passover. The crowds knew that at last their long-anticipated king had arrived. There would be no more waiting. Today we respond to the king with even greater celebration. We know he's here with us as we worship, and our love for him cannot be contained. We cannot and will not rein in our praise for our Savior and Lord. Sometimes we wonder how the crowds lining the streets could have so misunderstood who Jesus really was, what he really came to do. And yet, how often have we called him King of Kings and Lord of Lords without truly stopping to consider what that means? He wears the crown of love and the crown of life. He is both the dying Lamb and the living Redeemer, the risen Savior and the King of Heaven. Today, we crown him with many crowns, for he is the only one worthy of them all. Amen. during that final week, Jesus proved his compassion and love again and again. On Sunday, he wept openly over Jerusalem, and he counseled his disciples about his coming death. He taught daily in the temple, warning the religious leaders that prostitutes and tax collectors would enter heaven before they would if they refused to recognize his authority. Here was a king who had compassion for every breaking heart, who served every outcast, and who showed mercy to those who had no position or influence. Jesus celebrated Passover with his closest friends. He took a towel and a basin and washed their feet. He shared the bread and wine, knowing that in only hours his body would be broken and his blood spilled. He led the disciples to Gethsemane, telling them that he must leave them soon, but not to be afraid. Then he laid down everything before his Father. What a picture of obedience! He knew the cross was waiting, but he did not hesitate to surrender so that what he truly came to accomplish could be finished. Betrayed by someone who had pretended to be a follower, arrested by soldiers, forsaken by his friends, denied by one who had sworn to stand by him, beaten and mocked, dragged from one illegal trial to another, and finally condemned to die. 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah wrote of him, "Behold, my servant whom I'm uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him." The Father had sent one who would be willing to serve and to suffer whatever it took to rescue and redeem the world. Oh, see how Christ loved us. Not one of us can imagine what happened that day at the cross. For all of the times we've read the story in the Bible, all of the paintings we've ever seen, all of the dramatizations we've ever watched, we still are left with only inadequate glimpses of what Jesus endured for us. No, we weren't there. Yet every sin each of us has committed, every wicked thought and deed, all these pressed down on Him as He became sin for us.
I had no way to know. All I knew was darkness till You lit up the sky. You changed everything. No more wondering if love is real. Love is real. 'Cause Jesus, You came to us and You did what had to be done. You put on our skin, You took on our sin. Your body broken, the work finished. And now I sing a song of praise for my King who saved me. I'm so glad You made a way for me to be set free. You paid for life and conquered death. What You started, You finished. Nothing I could do, just run to You and surrender all. Lover of my soul, lift my hands to You. So thankful for all You are, all You are. Song of praise for my King who saved me. I'm so glad You made a way. You paid for life and conquered death. What You started, You King who saved me. I'm so glad You made a way.
At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. Precious Savior, it seems so small to say it, but thank you for loving us, for suffering and dying. All we have we give you are these hearts and lives that long to honor you.
Morning sun paints the day.
Love redeemed, I tell my story.
Scripture tells us that God's plan for our redemption began in ages past. There has never been a moment He did not love us and that had not designed a way to save us. Jesus completed the work of redeeming us on the cross when He cried, "It is finished," and gave up His spirit. He was buried, and everyone thought that was that. But on the third day, proving His power over death and the grave, He rose to life again, and He lives today. And the best part is this. Jesus promised He would come back for us. Believers everywhere are watching and waiting for His return.